you guys doing? Welcome to Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. You're going to get your biker news, but first, I actually was taking questions from everybody, and a lot of them come in from HarleyLiberty.com. And I'd done a couple of op-eds over there, you know, talking about different issues that are affecting the club scene, the biker scene, independent, and all that type of stuff. And I got an interesting question from a young lad. He was about, 22, 23 years old, I think the email said. And he was inquiring about how to introduce himself to some 1%er members. And the first thing, and I thought this would be an interesting topic to start the monologue off, that and sad stuff, man, coming about that global reset that the media is trying to say is a conspiracy theory. But Justin Trudeau up in Canada, you know, basically confirmed it. So I'll be talking about that as well. But introducing yourself to a 1%er. Now, here's my issue with that. I came up in a different time period. So it's always been in my mind, and I want to get this cleared out of the way, then I'll go into it more. It's always been my way of thinking that, you know, there's only, 10, 11, 12, there might be some more, true 1% clubs, and most of them started in after World War II, after Vietnam, but kind of stopped mid-80s. Those are the ones that were always considered true 1% clubs because they put their time in, they put the blood, sweat, and tears in. And after that, it had to start up around 2004, 2005, when you've seen a lot of these pop-up clubs, you know, just going all nuts and stuff, and it really got bad with 2008, and we already know what that is. And by the way, I'm going to be covering a news story that has to do with that Sons Anarchy Vest stuff. Yeah, and how bad that can get you into some crap. Somebody actually lost their life over it. But anyway, with that said, yes, I only consider certain clubs to be true 1%er clubs. Another thing you have to understand is 1%ers are just like you and I. They're normal human beings. They're hardworking people. So I always had the question in me is like, man, why is everybody afraid to go up to them and say, hi, how you doing, introduce yourself? I think it has to do with a lot of the media propaganda as well as a lot of the Leo stuff where it puts this aura around them where people don't want to walk up to them. I have to say, I'd rather go up and talk to a 1%er than a lot of other clubs out there because usually the 1%ers are real cool. They're outgoing. They're to the point. They're not going to try to BS you. So it's actually more fun for me to hang around that type of crowd than it is, say, you know, like an A-Bait or something like that. I'm not saying that A-Bait's bad. I'm just saying that's who I prefer to go up to. You know, a couple things, you know, if you see one in the bar, just introduce yourself. Shake hands. Make sure you don't have gloves on or something because, you know, that's going to piss them off, and it pisses, you know, that would piss me off because it's like, what, do I got cooties or something? And just say, hey, how you doing? I seen you standing over here. I like to introduce myself. It's like you would anybody else. It's that simple. I know a lot of people talk about this protocol stuff, and yeah, there are some protocols that you got to follow when you actually go to their clubhouses and parties and stuff that you're going to want to know. But going up in a bar and just introducing yourself, you shouldn't be scared. You really shouldn't. Yeah, some are going to blow you off, which, hey, don't take it any personal because they don't know you. And they got this stuff in the back of their mind like, hey, you know, who the hell is this guy? Why is he coming up to me? They already have to deal with cops all the time messing with them. So yeah, some are going to be skeptical, but the majority isn't. They're just another man. Go up and introduce yourself as a man. Now, for being a young kid, I can understand why you would ask a question like that. One thing I wouldn't do is, hi, how am I doing? How do I join your club? That is not the way to go at it, man. I'm telling you. Don't go at it like that. If it's your whole point of your question is to get involved with the club, you got to start real small, man. And it starts with an introduction, getting to know the person over time. You know, maybe eventually you might become your sponsor. It just depends. But don't push it. You know, if you see 2 1-percenters talking, don't butt into their conversation. You know, just be respectful. It comes all down to respect. But don't fear to do it because of what you hear from the media or what you hear from the Leo press releases or even the stuff that you hear on this program. I think being so young, they'll actually, you know, might take to you because they're going to say, well, here's this young kid, you know, let's teach him the right way. I think that's probably going to be the outcome. Because, hey, you're what, 21, 22, 23, whatever it was you said in your email. And here he is going up to, you know, these old timers and stuff, introducing himself the correct way. Maybe, you know, can I buy you a beer? I just like, you know, to say hi. After that, walk away. That's your first meeting. Then, you know, it's baby steps as you go if they're in there all the time. Maybe one time you're going to get, after you get to know them, you might get an invite to an open house. Then you get to go over to the clubhouse. And you know what? Be respectful is all. Basically, what I would tell you if you're going to one of their clubhouses, think of your house, your personal house, how you wouldn't want somebody to act if you invited them over to your house. You'd want them to respect you. You want it to be up on the up and up, no BS. That's just what they're going to want. But that's a whole different story. I just wanted to cover a little bit about how to introduce yourself to a 1-percenter because it kind of like sounded by your email that you were terrified, and there's just no reason to be terrified. They're just men like you, and yeah, some of them, especially the ones with a new patch, yeah, they got this God complex going on, but that's not the majority of them. So, good luck in your endeavors. Hopefully that helps you out a little bit on that. Now, I'm going to be doing some independent video blogs on this issue of the Great Reset. The more that I learn about it, the more scarier it really is. Especially during this time of COVID-19. It's kind of like they're trying to train you. Be it lockdowns, be it you can't do this, you can't do that. They're getting you used to it. And that can lead to something like this Great Reset. I do not believe that Justin Trudeau slipped. I don't. I believe he was putting hints out there about what's coming. Because, see, the mainstream media has been pushing this off as some kind of conspiracy theory. And then, when the dude came out and talked about it, gave a little info, now the media is doing the hide your ass kind of deal. The media is a part of this whole plan if you're looking at the one world government type of deal. And again, I know one world government, that's extreme conspiracy stuff. But then I say, is it? Is it? Look how happy everybody is with this Biden deal. No, there's a that election's far from over. But I don't want to talk about the politics of that election. All I know is a lot of people are real happy that he might become president. And this also has to do with the Republicans as well. You see Lindsey Graham, he's over there fist bumping Kamala Harris. All the ones that pretended to show support for Trump don't. The Republicans are just like Democrats. They're all playing the game. Look how upset they all are about us pulling out of Afghanistan and Iraq. And I've always said it. We've been, you know what? We've been there long enough. Bring them home. But the military-industrial complex doesn't want that because they're making billions of dollars right now. Whenever there's a war, there's a lot of money flying, man. It's usually not them spilling the blood, but us peons down at the bottom that spill the blood. I got a story that I'm going to be covering in regards to this Great Reset. And again, over, you know, the next couple weeks, I'm going to cover it in some standalone video type of deals, doing something different instead of being in the studio all the time. So let's get to some biker news. But first, don't forget to go over to Hollywood and China Dolls channel and hit the subscribe. We are also on Rumble now. And you'll see the link in the description box or one of the comments over on YouTube. Go over there and subscribe for us. Also on Parler. Get on over there. You know what? I've actually been feeling a lot better. I'm seeing creators from all over YouTube get on that. And it's like everybody's done with this censorship stuff. But let's get to the biker news.
Hi, this is China Doll from Hollywood and China Doll Evening Show. Join us Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube for some fun times and very interesting entertainment. See you there, boys.
Okay, here we go. And this is a great story right here. Local Motorcycle Club collects food for Arlington Food Bank by Christopher Anderson out of the NorthCountyOutlook.com. The local Calveras. Yes, we covered them before, man. They're really active in helping their communities out. They help collect food for the Arlington Community Food Bank. Which, sorry to say, with all the that's going on in this country right now, the escalation of the COVID-19, the lockdowns going on across the country, people are going to need this, man. And the Calaveras is right out there helping, just like a lot of MCs and a lot of independents and a lot of other type of organizations that are bikers are doing. Members and volunteers created a drive-through donation site on Olympic Avenue on November 14th to collect food for the holiday season. Quote, "We're just trying to collect food and money donations for the Arlington Food Bank," said Red Garrett, Calaveras member and one of the organizers of the drive. He said the event was held because the club knows food banks need support for the Thanksgiving and Christmas seasons, and the club also wanted to support the food bank because of the pandemic. It's going to be a hard Christmas for a lot of people. Real hard Christmas. You know, I wish they'd get that damn stimulus deal done. I really do. You know, you can blame that one on Pelosi and her henchmen because they want freaking money going to cities that are poorly run, or they want it to go to the Kennedy Arts Center. Nothing that has to do with helping the people out. And her own party, you know, the moderates came out and said, you know what, enough's enough with your socialist crap. You're making us all look bad. They're telling her to freaking pass this stimulus release bill. But what I don't get, you know what, they all stick together again. You know, she was re-upped for speaker. Nobody has the balls to run against these people. It's really sickening, man. Not one of the people in their leadership is from the Midwest. They're all from the coast, so you tell me what's up. quote, it's not exactly COVID related, but we know right now many people are going through a lot of hard times, and again, it's going to get worse. This is the second time the club has helped out the food bank, and the first time was this year as well. That's the work that MCs do, not what you're seeing on TV. We helped them out a little earlier with COVID hit. At the time, the club raised about a ton of food. That's a lot of food. And $1,800 in cash. We knew they are having issues because there wasn't a lot of food floating around. We love Arlington, and everything the food bank does here is fantastic. Garrett hopes the club can collect a similar amount in this drive as what they collected earlier. And he said it's going very well. Last time when we did it, the weather was a lot warmer. In addition to donating food, many people have dropped off cash donations, he said. Quote, the cash is coming in well, or the cash is coming in well, and that's good because the food bank knows what they need. Our hats off to you guys, man. That's some kick-ass stuff right there. Calaveras Motorcycle Club helping their community out. Now, this is the story I was talking about here. This is from CKOM.com, AM 650. I guess they're a news talk and sports thing. This could have been stopped. Mother of Alan Gorerich pleads for answers. There's a picture of the kid. Man, nice car behind him. Nearly 9 months after the death of her son, Shannon Glacier says she still has many unanswered questions and needs more time to thoroughly process what happened. Alan Douglas Gorerich, who also went by the last name Glacier, 22 years old, was reported missing in late February, and the investigation later revealed foul play was involved. His remains were found roughly 6 days later in a rural area northwest of Humboldt. Five suspects have been charged in the case. Quote, my mind is saying Alan just went to work because he was supposed to go to work that morning. It's more coping that way, I think, telling itself he's still alive. According to the information provided in court, he was handcuffed and taken from his brother home in Humboldt, then taken to a cluster of trees in a rural location and shot. Brennan Andrew Pelletier, 22, the lone person to be sentenced so far, received an 18-year sentence after entering guilty pleas to a number of charges, including manslaughter, unlawful confinement, and breaking and entering. While the court has heard Pelletier was not a participant in the alleged murder, he was at the house that day and assisted in stealing a number of items. While happy that manslaughter sentence was on the higher end, Glacier said no one has explained to her why the original charge of first-degree murder was downgraded and why he was even sentenced at all without the completion of the coroner's report. Quote, why put him through when you know he's the one who burned him all over with the cattle prod? Man. According to Glacier, her son was targeted for almost a year. He received death threats and his vehicle was set on fire. Despite the family's request for help, Glacier claimed police did nothing. Well, there's a surprise. Adding there was no help to be found on the day her son went missing. At the time he was abducted, he called 911 and no one came. This could have been stopped. According to testimony heard in court, a Hell's Angels jacket was among the items sought by the attackers. The accused were allegedly paid to go and get it, but Glacier said the jacket actually belongs to her son and had no connection to the Hell's Angels. And there you can see the jacket. It was Sam Crow. Yeah, Sam Crow. According to the victim impact statements read in court at the sentencing hearing last month, He was described as a gentle, kind, and always smiling. To this day, Glacier said that she cannot understand why somebody would want to hurt her son. I really don't see the club putting a hit on a 22-year-old kid. If they did, they're pretty screwed up. But I don't think so. Suspect Steve Velowicz and his wife Jody Lynn Velowicz will have their matter spoken to Wednesday in provincial court. They're both have pending court dates in the new year. Morrison has been scheduled to face trial. But yeah, the photo of the actual jacket sought by the intruders had Sam freaking Crow on it, hog, the middle finger, and other patches. Jesus Christ. Let's go over to this new one, BloodyElbow.com. Boxer Joe McNamara has over 700,000 in assets seized by Australian police. McNamara's property was seized by police investigating connections to motorcycle gangs and other organized crime groups. Yeah, they're going after everybody now. Joe McNamara was nicknamed the Hitman in boxing. Recently, had his assets seized by Australian federal police when officers raided his home in the Lansdale area of Perth, Western Australia. They discovered nearly $1 million in Aussie, $730,000 worth of items. Those items included luxury cars and three Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Also among the items seized were a 7,000 Australian Breitling watch, 3,000 Louis Vuitton handbag, 76,000 in cash was also seized, along with a gold ingot worth about $26,000. The items were forfeited thanks to McNamara's inability to explain how he was able to afford them. The retired boxer had claimed to earn only 140,000 Aussies. It's real important. They'll go at you at that income stuff, man. Now, very interesting out of the independent UK. America's largest militia says it will refuse to recognize Biden as president and resist his administration. Very interesting here. Anything he signs into law, we won't recognize as legitimate. Oath Keepers founders say it's getting serious here in the United States. Yeah, real serious. They will refuse to recognize President-elect Joe Biden. Now, it's only the papers calling him President-elect. Nothing's been certified. The media don't pick who our president is for those that are outside this country. The Oath Keepers, an armed right-wing organization that boasts tens of thousands of members with law enforcement and military backgrounds, was one of several groups to demonstrate in Washington over the weekend at the Million MAGA March in support of Donald Trump. Quote, I think about half this country won't recognize Biden as legitimate. They won't recognize this election, which many of us aren't gonna. There's too much BS out there. Too much of it being found all over the damn place. I don't care what the media says. There's no evidence. Hey, there's plenty of evidence, you freaking propaganda idiots. Stuart Rhodes founded the Oath Keepers. Well, what that means is that everything that comes out of his mouth will be considered not of any force or effect. Anything he signs in the law we won't recognize as legitimate will be very much like the Founding Fathers, will end up nullifying and resisting. Thousands of Trump supporters, including members of far-right groups such as the Proud Boys, you can actually find them on Parler, and it gives you the chapter information, everything that these other ones won't let you see. The Bugaloo Boys and the Oath Keepers, as well as ordinary American citizens, participated in March. So yeah, it's getting serious. Here's what I was talking about here. Introducing the Great Reset, world leaders' radical plan to transform the economy. This side of the hill. For decades, progressives have attempted to use climate change to justify liberal policy changes. But their latest attempt, a new proposal called the Great Reset, is the most ambitious and radical plan the world has seen in more than a generation. You know, the last one was World War II, right? At a virtual meeting earlier in June hosted by the World Economic Forum, some of the planet's most powerful business leaders, you know, the ones backing Biden right now, government officials and activists announced a proposal to reset the global economy. Instead of traditional capitalism, the high-profile group said the world should adopt more socialistic policies, such as wealth taxes, additional regulations, and massive Green New Deal-like government programs. Well, every country from the United States to China must participate, and every industrial from oil and gas to tech must be transformed, wrote Klaus Schwab, the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, in an article published on WEF's website. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. Schwab also said that all aspects of our societies and economies must be revamped, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Scary stuff, ain't it? Joining Schwab at the WEF event was Prince Charles, one of the primary proponents of the Great Recess. Ginia Goffith, the chief economist at the IMF, the secretary general and CEOs and presidents of major corporations like Microsoft and BP, activists. Groups such as Greenpeace International and a variety of academics also attended the event or have expressed their support for the Great Recess. Don't sound like a conspiracy theory from the, you know, the right, the militias and stuff now, does it? Although many details about the Great Reset won't be rolled out until the World Economic Forum meets in Davos in January, the general principles of the plan are clear. The world needs massive new government programs and far-reaching policies comparable to those offered by American socialists such as Senator Bernie Sanders and AOC in their Green New Deal plan. Now you're seeing why they got a big chubby for Biden? First thing he wants to do is put us back in the Paris Accords. If this ain't scary, I don't know what to tell you. But we'll be covering it a lot more, because this needs attention. Choreographs Wall of Shame out of Valdosta. Today.com. Former DeKalb officer arrested as a member of the Gangster Disciples. I always said, once you're in. Nobody believes it, though. Don't care. DeKalb County, Georgia police officer and member of the Gangster Disciples was sentenced to 15 years in prison, followed by 5 years of supervised release for racketeering conspiracy involving murder, announced Acting Assistant Attorney General Brian Wabbit of the Justice Department. He's 28 of Stone Mountain, Georgia, claimed to be a hitman for the GD, while at the same time serving as a police officer. And yes, it does happen. It does happen. Evidence showed that Gums relayed sensitive law enforcement information to the gang and provided a firearm to a fellow gang member. It's no joke playing on the streets, man. Cops and gangs are intertwined. I know that. According to the charges and other information presented in court, the GDs are a national gang with roots in Chicago. They control a lot in Chi-Town on the west-south side. The gang is highly structured with a hierarchy of leadership positions known as, quote, positions of authority or POAs. The gang strictly enforces rules for its members, the most important of which is silence and secrecy. prohibition on cooperating with law enforcement. Violations of the rule are punishable by death. Now, you're probably saying, well, they prohibit with cooperating with law enforcement. You don't get it then. That's what I can tell you. Evidence at trial showed the DD were responsible for 24 shootings from 2011 to 2015, including 12 murders. Guns, who had been photographed flashing a hand sign using by the GDs, was self-professed hitman for the gang. Other criminal activity with the DG or the GDs engaged in commission of murders, all that stuff. You need to look up all that kind of crap. But let's go to my final thoughts.
Get your most unbiased and trusted biker news now at HarleyLiberty.com. Founded in 2012, Insane Throttle Biker News has been the place that all bikers come for what's happening in the scene. Go over now and bookmark HarleyLiberty.com. Rock on!
Hi, this is China Doll from Hollywood and China Doll Evening Show. Join us Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube for some fun times and very interesting entertainment. See you there, boys.
I want to give a shout out to all the members of the Throttle Club. This Friday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we got our members only live. And then next Friday, the 27th, we have our members only call, our video conference. If you want to become a member of the Throttle Club, get these kind of perks, all you have to do is go over to the YouTube channel and hit join. It will take you to where it's a $1.99 level, then there's a $9.99 level, which you can join. You get extra perks and all that type of good stuff. But thanks for all those that have joined the Throttle Club. You guys are rocking and rolling, man. That's awesome stuff. Again, you can go into the community dashboard on the channel, and it has member-only private messages and stuff. Anyway, let's get to the sad state of affairs up north, man, with this patch this kid was killed over, you know, thinking it was a Hell's Angel. It had nothing to do with them. And I have to say, I doubt that that club would get involved in that. They just send somebody, one of theirs, to go grab it. They're not going to kill the kid. So it did have a Sam Crow on there. You know, keep them damn patches off your jackets, man. I know you like the damn freaking show, but it's just going to bring you more trouble than it's freaking worth. You know, look what happened to this kid, man. Sad state of affairs, man. 22 years old. His life is gone. His mother's destroyed. And that's what a lot of people don't understand with the violence that does happen out in the scene. It not only affects the person that's in it, but their families as well. And that's some messed up crap, man. Mothers, widows, wives, wives, widows, and mothers freaking sonless. Just, you know what? That's messed up is what I gotta say. Man. That was a messed up. The Calaveras Motorcycle Club, that's some kick-ass stuff that you're doing. A lot of bikers are out there right now trying to help the community with what's going on with this COVID stuff. Because this Christmas is going to be real bad for a lot of families. So you better get on the phone with your reps and tell them, you know what, get off your damn asses. You work for us. Stop sending the money overseas and provide for your own citizens. What I have to say, man, it's getting stupid. It really is. But we'll be talking more about that Great Reset, but for now, I'll talk to you guys later. You guys be good.